Penguin Random House Audio presents Future Crimes. Everything is connected, everyone is vulnerable, and what we can do about it. By Mark Goodman. Read for you by Robertson Dean, with a prologue read by the author.
Prologue. Read for you by Mark Goodman. The Irrational Optimist. How I Got This Way. My entree into the world of high-tech crime began innocuously in 1995 while working as a 28-year-old investigator and sergeant at the LAPD's famed Parker Center Police Headquarters. One day, my lieutenant bellowed my name across the crowded and bustling detective squad room. "Goodman, get your ass over here!" I presumed that I was in trouble, but instead, the lieutenant asked me the question that would change my life. "Do you know how to spell check in Word Perfect?" "Sure, boss. Just hit Control-F2, I replied. He grinned and said, "I knew you were the right guy for this case." Thus began my career in high-tech policing with my very first computer crime case. Knowing how to spell check in Word Perfect made me among the techno elite of cops in the early 1990s. Since that case, I have been a keen observer and student, not just of technology, but of its illicit use. Though I recognize the harm and destruction wrought by the misapplication of technology, I continue to be fascinated by the clever and innovative methods criminals use to achieve their objectives. Criminals perpetually update their techniques to incorporate the very latest emerging technologies into their modi operandi. They have evolved well beyond the days when they were the first on the street carrying pagers and using 5-pound cell phones to send coded messages to one another. Today, they are building their own nationwide encrypted cellular radio telecommunication systems, like those employed by the narco cartels of Mexico. Consider for a moment the sophistication required to establish such a fully functioning, encrypted, nationwide communications network. An amazing feat, especially because many Americans still can't get a decent mobile phone signal most of the time. Organized crime groups have established themselves as early adopters of technology. Criminals embraced the online world long before the police ever contemplated it, and they have outpaced authorities ever since. News headlines are replete with stories of 100 million accounts hacked here and $50 million stolen online there. The progression of these crimes is striking, and they are accelerating in very much the wrong direction. The subject of this book isn't just what was going on yesterday or even what is happening today, nor is its focus on how long your password should be. It is about where we're going tomorrow. In my own research and investigations, first with the LAPD and later working with federal and international law enforcement organizations, I have uncovered criminals who have progressed well beyond today's cybercrime into new and emerging fields of technology such as robotics, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, 3D printing, and synthetic biology. In most instances, my law enforcement and government colleagues around the world are unaware of these looming technological developments, let alone their growing exploitation by both organized crime and terrorist organizations. As somebody who has dedicated his life to public safety and public service, I am deeply concerned by the trends I observe all around me. Though some may accuse me of fear-mongering or being a hardcore pessimist, I am neither. Rather, I am optimistic. Perhaps irrationally optimistic given what I've seen about our future. To be clear, I am no neo-Luddite, nor am I foolish enough to suggest technology is the source of all the ills in our world. Quite the opposite. I believe in the tremendous power of technology to be a driving force for good. It should also be noted that there are many ways it can and has been used to protect individuals and society. But technology has always been a double-edged sword. My real-world experiences with criminals and terrorists on 6 continents has made it clear to me that the forces of evil will not hesitate to exploit these emerging technologies and deploy them against the masses. Though the evidence and my gut tell me there are significant bumps in the road ahead, ones that government and industry are not dedicating sufficient resources to address or combat, I want to believe in the techno-utopia promised to us by Silicon Valley. This book is the story of the society we are building with our technological tools and how these very same implements can be used against us. The more we plug our devices and our lives into the global information grid, whether via mobile phones, social networks, elevators, or self-driving cars, the more vulnerable we become to those who know how the underlying technologies work and how to exploit them to their advantage and to the detriment of the common man. Simply stated, when everything is connected, everyone is vulnerable. The technology we routinely accept into our lives with little or no self-reflection or examination may very well come back to bite us. By shedding light on the very latest in criminal and terrorist tradecraft, I hope to kick off a vibrant and long overdue discussion among my friends and colleagues in policing and national security. Though most are already overburdened with enough traditional crime, they must confront, sooner rather than later, the exponentially advancing technologies that will arrive as a tsunami of threats capable of destabilizing our common global security. More important, as somebody who long ago swore to protect and serve others, I want to ensure that members of the general public are armed with the facts needed to protect themselves, their families, their companies, and their communities against the horde of emerging threats that will be here much more quickly than anticipated. Limiting this knowledge to insiders working in government, security, and Silicon Valley simply won't do. Throughout my tenure in public service, working with organizations that include the LAPD, the FBI, the U.S. Secret Service, and Interpol, it became increasingly obvious to me that criminals and terrorists were out-innovating police forces around the world, and that the good guys were rapidly falling further and further behind. On a quest for deeper impact against the growing legions of criminals abusing cutting-edge technologies, I left government and moved to Silicon Valley to further educate myself on what would come next. In California, I immersed myself in a community of technological innovators in order to decipher how their latest scientific discoveries would affect the common man. I visited the scions of Silicon Valley and made friends within the highly talented San Francisco Bay Area startup community. I was invited to join the faculty of Singularity University, an amazing institution housed on the campus of NASA's Ames Research Center, where I worked with a brilliant array of astronauts, roboticists, data scientists, computer engineers, and synthetic biologists. These pioneering men and women have the ability to see beyond today's world, unlocking the tremendous potential of technology to confront the grandest challenges facing humanity. But many of these Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, hard at work creating our technological future, pay precious little attention to the public policy, legal, ethical, and security risks that their creations pose to the rest of society. Yet my own experience, putting handcuffs on criminals and working with police forces in more than 70 countries, has yielded a different outlook on the potential abuses of the emerging technologies that innocent people everywhere welcome into their daily lives, generally without question. To that end, I founded the Future Crimes Institute. The goal was to use my own experiences as a street cop, investigator, international counterterrorism analyst, and most recently, Silicon Valley insider, to catalyze a community of like-minded experts to address the negative as well as the positive implications of rapidly evolving technology. As I look toward the future, I am increasingly concerned about the ubiquity of computing in our lives, and how our utter dependence on it is leaving us vulnerable in ways that very few of us can even begin to comprehend. The current systemic complexities and interdependencies are great and growing all the time, yet there are individuals and groups who are rapidly making sense of them and innovating in real time to the detriment of us all. This is their story, the story of organized criminals, hackers, rogue governments, sub-state actors.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?